Hello. Right. Okay. Oh, okay. You can do as an intro to the vlog whilst you're eating your chocolate. Right. And what's that intro sound like? Hello.
Hey, how are you? Okay.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Hope you had a good weekend. Welcome to the Feathers and Florence vlog episode something. We have no idea. Hope that you've had a really nice weekend. If you're watching this on a Monday, I do that every week, but we just don't know when people are watching. When do you think people mostly watch? What
On
day of the week?
Monday.
What do you think? On a Monday? Because it goes
Yeah.
at 6:30 on a Monday.
Because it's like, would you depress your day any further? Like, Monday's a depressing day, so it's like, well, I might as well more
Watch this
depressed
vlog.
watching
I
these two
think people
idiots.
quite idiots. People quite fa pe pe what? People
Idiots,
find this
exactly.
quite educational, I think. Well, we're going to go straight into the education this week.
Are we?
Yeah, I think so. Why
Okay.
not? Because what a question that got asked to us, we were out on a shoot recently, and they got asked to us, what is coming up in trends in bridal fashion over the next 18 months or so? So what's happening?
I thought you were gonna guess.
No, I can't guess. I mean, I've no knowledge. But what is
Well,
coming up? What are people watching this?
so one thing that we're seeing is really, really popular and fun, and we love is pleated tulle.
We love pleated tulle.
We actually have a dress which has pleated tulle all around the neckline and the back line, and also has a pleated tulle train, and
Epic.
it's gorgeous. It's so gorgeous. It's playful, it's modern, and it's really just like a really soft glam, but really like fashion forward. Oh, it's so
It
nice.
is very nice.
But pleated tulle veils are really cool at the moment. So pleated tulle is definitely one to watch out for.
Yeah, okay.
And another thing that is growing ever popular is embossed patterns. So we're
Yeah.
actually going to show you a dress because
Yeah, we are.
embossed patterns sounds horrific, doesn't it?
It's hard to, I think it's hard to picture.
Yeah, I'm like, even when I say embossed, I'm picturing the time that me and my sister used to emboss stamps from Hobbycraft, and we had a little hairdryer. It was this blue hairdryer, and we like used to put glitter on them and then emboss them. So
What
like
a
it was
story.
tacky. This should be a vlog about my childhood, I
It should
think.
actually. Yeah, it's therapy.
Yeah. Anyway, so embossed
Embossed material,
patterns.
yes.
Yeah. So we've got this dress here. It's a new one from Dream by Seven London, and it features just a embossed botanical theme. It's really gorgeous. It's really subtle detail, so it's very.
Yeah.
It's got the detail, but without being blingy and glitz. So if
Yeah.
you're not a girl that loves glitz and loves sparkle, this is just that detail to a very classic, simple dress, and just
It is classic.
elevates it with just the embossed effect. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. It's I can't remember. I'm without looking. The neckline.
The neckline is a scoop neckline, but also with a plunge.
Yeah.
So very, it's modest but really flattering. It's a really, really flattering neckline because it just accentuates your collarbone. And then also has the plunge as well, just so that it's not too modest, but you could have that closed up, that slit. And then the back is also mirrored. It's
Yes.
also a scoop back, which is really gorgeous. Again, just really flattering on the back.
In terms of what other trends we are seeing and brides are asking us questions about, I know from what you're saying is that brides are asking about sleeves now.
Yeah, long sleeves are
Sleeves.
honestly, they are
They're in, aren't they?
they are in. I think sleeves at the moment are the drama. It's a little bit, I said it before, it's a bit 90s.
Yeah.
You know, having a puff sleeve or just some detail in a sleeve, big cuffs. And they're really, really popular. I mean, we're fortunate because we've got designers that will, you know, assist with any kind of sleeve alteration. So if you're liking a dress and you're thinking, actually, I really need a sleeve on it, we can actually talk to our designers, and a lot of them can, put a sleeve on. One of the designers that I would like to highlight is actually Edwina O'Gorman, because we've got actually in the studio, and I'll show you, we've actually got two pairs of sleeves, which sounds really weird. So we've got a kind of chiffon sleeve with a really nice big cuff and gorgeous bridal buttons. And we've also got the same sleeve, but in a crepe sleeve. So again, really big cuffs, and then just a beautiful sleeve. So that's got full coverage, and the chiffon one has just like a sheer coverage. And this looks weird. I know you're thinking, it's why have you just got a sleeve?
Yeah, a sleeve, yeah.
But the reason being is that Edwina can actually create any dress with these sleeves. So if you're thinking, I love that dress, but actually I want my arms covered, or I want a sleeve because they're drama and they're really cool, we can show you what that dress would look like with a sleeve on. So we can slip the sleeve on, show you what it looked like. Obviously, you'd have pins at the top, so it wouldn't look perfect, but it gives you an idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you've got options to really go quite bespoke with your dress and create a dress with sleeves or without. So yeah, and again, sleeves are just detail. They're really romantic detail without needing glitz and glam, because the big cuffs on these are just gorgeous. So yeah, we'll show them on some mannequins now as
We're going to show them. It's going to be playing throughout what you've been talking about.
All right. Okay.
So
we've got sleeve options, and I think it's really handy, because you never know. Like, it's hard to picture, even if you're thinking, right, well, the designer will create some sleeves for me. It's hard to imagine, whereas we've got the options to show you what it'll look like.
What dresses are we putting these on?
So right now we've got the sleeves on the Morrigan dress.
Yep.
We've actually got the sheer sleeves on this one, so you can actually see, when you've got your arm in this sleeve, you can actually see a little bit of your skin through it, but you've still got coverage.
It's a nice detail.
Yeah, they're really cool. And they also kind of gathered at the arm and the shoulder as well, so they just give you that height there. And then the next one, the next dress that I'm showing you, is actually the Marin dress. The Marin dress already has a short sleeve.
Yes.
But if you wanted to go longer with it, we put the crepe sleeves on here that match, so you can actually go longer with the sleeve and have a cuff. So, yeah, you've really got options.
So we'd love to hear from you if you're having sleeves on your dress, or you've got questions about them. We'd love to hear from you. Please message us on our socials or below in the comments, and we will pick it up.
Sorry, I just wanted to come up with a pun. If you've got any questions, just ask Sleeves, not Jeeves.
Oh, what an early 2000s reference again. Most of our brides are going to get that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Why won't they?
Is Ask Jeeves still around? It was huge, wasn't it, Ask Jeeves? Before Google.
Yeah.
It was like 2005. Surprised you were using the internet then. Yeah, were you?
Why?
2005, maybe.
My dad, as soon as we were born, my dad had us on the internet. Yeah. He was like, Cherie, these kids are going to need to be able to use a computer. And my mum was like, no, they won't. But yeah, he had us on a computer like literally immediately.
Oh.
We were typing before we were talking.
Great, good answer. Ask sleeves. I think we might have to finish on that note. What have we got coming up in the next few weeks? Because we've got something very exciting coming up, haven't we? Where we're going travelling to do
some... Oh, God, yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going travelling. We're actually taking our bridal style around the country.
We are.
More to follow.
Yeah, more to follow. Let's leave you hanging.
That's a couple of weeks off from now. So
this is like the cliffhanger in Broadchurch.
I don't know.
Oh my God, does anybody remember Broadchurch? It was so good. The first one in particular was literally just like mind-blowing. Yeah, you love that sound effect.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah, so we're doing a Broadchurch cliffhanger.
Okay, so loads and loads of content coming up from a different place in the country coming soon. So is anything else to add? What should people do if they're liking this content, please?
If you like it, share.
Share it.
Comment.
Yep.
Like it.
Yep.
Subscribe.
Yep. Tell your neighbour.
And beg my mum to watch them.
If you know Melissa's mum, just knock on and say, why aren't you watching the vlogs?
Yeah. What are you doing, mum? Why are you so busy? Like, will you just get a life and sit and watch YouTube?
Have a wonderful week, everybody. Is that about right?
Yeah.
See you.
Well, we don't want them to have a bad week, so yeah.
No, have an awful week. No, have a great week, genuinely, and we will see you here same time next week. Bye.